Yo, today's QOD is, we are the product of the books we read and the people we associate with. Here we go. Back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got the late, great Bob Proctor on the show today. And today, Bob is going to talk about the power of repetition. This is huge. Like, this got me through college and then some. And when I say that, it got me really good grades throughout college, because when we had a quiz, when we had a test, I didn't just read the chapter once. I read the chapter over and over and over and over again, to the point where I would sit down for the test and I would have a question there in front of me, and I can actually see the page that the question, that the answer to the question was on. I read it so much that it literally became part of me. 20 something years later, I can probably still take some of those tests and do pretty darn good. And I still do the same thing today. I moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I have to take my dog, Kobe, for a walk at 5:30 in the morning because it's just so hot outside. We got to go outside and walk before it gets hot, right? And week one, I was here. It's a 45-minute walk. I listened to track one of John DeMartini's Ultimate Wealth Mastery Library 7 days in a row. 45-minute walk, 45-minute talk. 7 days in a row, I got it, right? I could probably recite that thing back to you right now. Second week, track number two. Third week, track number three. I'm in my fourth week right now, track number four. Over and over and over again until the concepts become wired into me. Most people aren't willing to do that. What we tend to do is we read something once, we listen to it once, we think we've got it, but then we forget about it. It's the repetition that seals it in, so you can recall it, so you can put it into action. And so when you read a book, especially when it's a really good book, remember, when you read it the second time, you're going to go, oh my gosh, I've read this book before. Like, I'm noticing so much more stuff that I didn't notice the first time. And the same thing is going to happen the third time and the fourth time. So read things over and over again. Listen to things over and over again. Listen to these episodes over and over again so they become part of you and your subconscious mind. And remember, your subconscious mind directs your life. So when you put good things in over and over again, great things tend to happen over and over again. Bob Proctor, he's coming up.
So you see, I was in a very confusing position. And I couldn't figure out why I changed. And so I made up my mind I was going to figure it out. Well, it took me 9.5 years. And when I did figure it out, then all I wanted to do was teach it. So I learned something most people never know. And it was just because I wouldn't stop studying. I just kept studying. I found it fascinating. And I changed because I kept reading this book. I'd read the same book every day, over and over again. And I was listening to recordings. A little battery-operated record player. And in fact, I brought it with me for another purpose, but I'll show it to you before we're finished. And I'd walk around with this record player playing a record. And I kept playing the same record over and over and over. It was Earl Nightingale's Strangest Secret record. And he also had condensed and narrated Think and Grow Rich. And I'd listen to that and just, I kept listening because it was so fascinating. I never heard people talk like that. Where I come from, nobody talked that way. And it was all the rules for winning. It was all plugged in. And it was because I kept doing it, it was the repetition that caused the change. Now, you see, repetition is illogical. It doesn't make sense to read the same book over and over again. In fact, my sister had a friend, Pat. Pat was a reader. She's gone now, God bless her, but I think she read everything in the Beaches Library in Toronto. She just always had books. And when I started to read this book, my sister said, Bob started reading books. She said, really? So when she saw me, she says, I heard you started to read. I said, yeah. She said, what are you reading? And I said, Think and Grow Rich. She said, I never heard of that. I said, it's a good book. Well, I don't know, weeks or a month later, she'd say, are you still reading? Yeah. She said, what are you reading now? And I said, Think and Grow Rich. I didn't think it was odd, but she looked at me like I was saying, are you still reading the same book? See, it didn't make any sense to her to read the same book. You read it once, that's it. You got it. That's what school taught us. School didn't teach us how to internalize it. See, no amount of reading or memorizing is going to make you successful. It's the understanding and application of why thoughts account. So we can keep reading, yet if we answer the questions properly, we get the degrees, and we think we've got it made. We're pretty smart. But our behavior hasn't changed. See, you can keep gathering information, but that doesn't change the paradigm. The paradigm's in the subconscious mind, the intellect's in the conscious. And so, this paradigm concept is pretty powerful. To be able to shape your future, you have to be willing and able to change the paradigm. And you see, we're all able, but we're not all willing. We're not all willing to study the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mentioned about Phil Goldfein. He came to see me. He'd heard about me, and he phoned and he wanted to come and see me. That was 20 years ago. Every time I'm doing a seminar, he's here. I tell him to take a book and study this book. He studies it. I was talking to him yesterday, and I was telling him about this one piece of literature I'm reading. I had it on my phone, so I sent it to him. I have no question in my mind, he will study that little piece of literature. He didn't quite know why I was telling him to do it, but he found out it worked, so he never stopped. He just kept doing it. And that's the way it was with me. What you have to do is totally illogical. Logic stops most people. See, it was logic that stopped people trying to figure out how to fly. The Wright brothers were being totally illogical. You're going to find that logic stops most people. It's illogical to keep reading the same book over and over and over again relative to the way we've been trained. Well, if we've got it right, our results are always under construction, always. We should forever be trying to improve. I don't care how good you get at it, you can get better. Better is the next word. I love it. Doesn't matter how well you're doing, you can do better. Now, there's the question you gotta ask yourself. Are you ready? Am I really ready? You see, when Ray gave me that book, I was ready. Now, if you had asked me if I'm ready, I wouldn't have known. But I really wanted to change. I was so sick of living the way I was living. I wanted to change. I wanted to change all kinds of things. And as he told me, he said, you could change your environment. I didn't consciously and deliberately change who I was mixing with, but I automatically did. I started to mix with a totally different group of people. We're attracted to people that are much like ourselves. And if we want to change, we've got to start surrounding ourselves with the different people. Charlie Tremendous Jones was a great speaker, good man. God, I like that guy. He's gone now, but he said, he used to phone, Tremendous Bob, how are you? And he was a wild man when he's speaking. He said, we are the product of the books we read and the people we associate with. Simple rule, and he's right.
That was Bob Proctor. His website is ProctorGallagherInstitute.com. You can check out today's entire talk on a brand new program available at audible.com called The Ultimate Bob Proctor Library. All right, my friend, follow me on the Instagram @SeanCroxton, and I will see you tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. I'm out. Peace.